Hello, welcome to the Monday, March 21st, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Last week I mentioned an effort to come up with a system to identify vulnerabilities which was supposed to supplement the slow and aging CVE system. MITRE, the company running the CVE system, now responded by announcing what they call a federated system to report vulnerabilities. The basic idea is that entities other than MITRE will be able to hand out CVE numbers in order to support this, and additional identifiers inserted to indicate which authority issued the number. The new system is supposed to launch today on Monday, but there is still some ongoing discussion if the new CVE identifier format will be workable and who the other authorities are. Essentially, the way these new identifiers will look, they'll start with CVE. Then there will be a couple of letters that identify the country and an ID for the authority that handed out the CVE number. And then you will have your standard year and numeric identifier. So this is different from the other proposed system that would use the standard format and just make sure that the IDs don't overlap. Of course, MITRE's proposal would require less coordination between these different issuing authorities. And Google released a security patch for Android after finding applications in the Google Play Store that took advantage of the flaw to escalate privileges. The flaw, CVE-2015-1805, was first found and fixed in Linux in April of 2014, but not recognized as a security issue until about a year ago. And earlier this year, Core found that the bug can be used to exploit Android phones. It's a privilege escalation bug, so it could be used by an application user installs to gain root privileges for that application. Google started preparing a patch to be released with the next monthly update, but after Simperium notified Google that the flaw was actually already being exploited by applications that were in Google's Play Store, Google decided to rush the patch and published it before the next monthly Android security update. The vulnerability can be used for privilege escalation. Regardless of patching, you should be safe as long as you only install applications from the Google Play Store. Google added checks now to its application screening process in order to detect applications that try to take advantage of the flaw, but apparently there have been applications in the past that were in the Google Play Store that did exploit this vulnerability. And last week, on Friday actually, I mentioned that at the Pwn2Own contest at CanSec West, we had exploits for Safari and Google Chrome, and that the exploit for Microsoft's Edge browser didn't initially work within the allotted time. Well, that has changed now. There is now an exploit for Microsoft Edge as well that has worked, and in addition they also released a privilege escalation flaw that can then be used to reach system after you use this browser flaw. Of course, the browser flaw does not get you to system right away. The contest was sponsored by Trend Micro and others. Details about the flaws will be released to the makers of these browsers and other software first, and then once a patch is released, they typically do release more details. Overall, the contest led to 21 new vulnerabilities being disclosed to vendors and a total of $460,000 was awarded to the different teams that took part in the contest. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.